It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson, and with me, I've got Tezza, I've got Mo, and I've got John. We'll not mess about. We'll get stuck straight in. It is a great weekend of action. There are derbies everywhere, Mo. Big games everywhere. We'll bookend this with derbies. We've got the North London fucking derby to come. But first, it is the king of the derbies. It never matters. It's always a laugh. But first, there is Brighton Palace on the Friday night. And there's loads of things. I mean, the whole Brighton Palace thing, it's been done to death, but it is a bit weird and it is a bit interesting. And it is worth sort of bearing in mind its weirdness and its interesting thing. But for me, it's now actually really interesting as a contest in that these have now become... It's not so long ago, these were two sides that were managed by Roy Hodgson and Chris Hughton. Right now, there's actually a lot of aspect where I'd say these are probably the two most attractive mid-table sides having a go. And that's another sort of string to this derby's bow.
It is, and it makes it even more entertaining and amusing the fact that this game is still going to be a scrap, because it is. I mean, I've long been an advocate of this derby, and I've almost been duty bound because of that to watch a lot of them over the last 5 years, and they are all a scrap. I mean, it's one of those things where, because it's still fresh and new to all of us, we are still kind of a little bit amused by it, but for them, it's still visceral and deep, deep hatred. So it gets to the fight element that kind of rises above everything else. Although,
do you think Friday night's going to add to this, Mo? Because I think it well is.
I think it is. I think
that's good scheduling.
I mean, it's a real shame that neither Lewis Dunk or Will Saha are playing, because either of those two are lightning rods for the opponents. But without them, I think there's still going to be enough in this. And I think that because both of them are missing players, because obviously Ibe Basuma is missing for Brighton as well, both of them are going to have to try and do something different without a main piece of their weapon. So it'll be interesting to see if the managers try and do anything different. But in terms of the atmosphere, it's going to be fantastic. Brighton have lost the last two home games to Palace, so their fans are going to, and obviously some of those were behind with no fans at all, so their fans are
the Benteke late winner was hysterical.
It was so bad, but that's the thing, that's what you get in these kind of derbies, those moments where it's just like, that's what I remember, that absolute feeling of being screwed over in the last minute by this guy who's been walking around the pitch for an hour and a half. And that's what I love about it, because it's still that kind of derby, and I still get entertained by that kind of games. But when you compare it to some of the other derbies we're going to talk about, eventually, once you've done it enough times, they all get kind of like, you know, softened down by circumstance, and it's like, oh, well, you'll take a draw because of the bigger picture. None of that to